brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got big breaking news coming up in the next segment, and we'll go back to your phone calls. But I'm going to calls right now. Transatlantic danger, U.S.-EU merger talks underway in D.C. We have the article mirrored for public awakening at Infowars.com from NewAmerican.com. William F. Jasper is going to be joining us in just a moment. And I just thought to tell the guys during the break, it's almost 2 hours into Endgame. It's like a 2.5 hour film. I have the C-SPAN clip with Bush in 2007 there in the Rose Garden announcing the merger deal with the U.S. and the EU. So that's how they do it. They create mega regions, then start merging those agreements, but then break the subunits down where the original substates have no rights. So they break things up and then expand big global crime syndicate agreements above it. Wesley in Mississippi, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi, first-time caller here, and I've been listening about a year now, although I like to think I've been awake for a few years. But
well, good to have you on board, brother. What's on your mind today?
Well, 2 points. I was going to ask you a question about the Zimmerman thing here in a second, but you mentioned something about prayer recently, and I wanted to say, whether people believe that, you know, there's a God or not, inevitably, once you research the New World Order and Illuminati and the elite, no matter what, you come across that they do believe there is a God, and it's not the God of this universe. They are worshiping a God, and they're getting their orders from, you know, a spiritual realm, whether you want to believe it's fallen angels or aliens.
Well, I mean, I've studied their plan, and it doesn't come from a human mind. It's so over-the-top evil, and I can even see how it's setting up all its own minions and even its higher-level priest. It's. I mean, if you don't want to call it the devil, you know what I mean, what David Icke talks about, I mean, it's something not of this world, baby, something that fell, the fallen angel. I mean, it's bad.
I want to say about the Zimmerman case, here's my kind of theory. I don't know if, you know, it's popular or not, but from what I can tell, what's going on with the media, they keep wanting to make it the racial deal. We all know that and everything. So I kind of feel like he might be found not guilty because it seems like they want the riots. They want there to be chaos, and they want people to, you know, kind of get up in arms over it, you know, the minorities to get really angry over it.
Well, they're the majority now, and that's why it's time to go back to the old Klan days. But now the Democrats are going to have the majority minority with openly calling their groups racial. Openly announcing whites are inherently evil. I mean, the Democratic Party's right back where it was in the 20s now.
I agree completely.
And again, I'm not saying the Republicans are great either. They're just offshore globalist frontmen. But the Democratic Party is the cutting edge of the New World Order. You know, when a samurai comes at you with a sword, he's got the Democratic Party in his hand. You know, the New World Order's got them in their hand, chopping everything up. And everybody just goes, trendy, trendy, But then at the top of it, it's a bunch of organized crime. Anything else, sir?
Well, do you think he'll be found guilty or not guilty? Any thoughts on that?
I think that they know the jury because they're guaranteed spying on the jury. The Justice Department's in spies on everything. They know this is going against them because in jurisprudence and common sense, you can say someone was probably stupid, but he was being attacked, and you can argue it's self-defense. It's certainly not murder. And so now she's saying, well, it can be involuntary manslaughter, or it can be manslaughter. In fact, I'm going to recap that right before we go to our guests when we come back in a moment. I still haven't gotten the meat of it today. I promise to do that. But he wasn't going to be convicted. And so the Justice Department, which they admit's involved in stirring everything up and running the protesters, you know, they started the snowball. They know the jury's going to acquit him. So now the judge is instructing him, which they're not supposed to do, really. Well, it could be manslaughter, and he did that, so convict him. I expect the demon witch to probably do something like that and instruct them to convict her. And everybody will say it's unprecedented, but the media will hail it, and Obama will say, Trayvon looks like my son, racially identifying.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We saw him a few decades ago, back with the Rodney King verdict, racial attacks on whites and Asians by predominantly black and Hispanic gangs in South Central L.A., hundreds of buildings burned down, firefighters shot and killed, and the police department disgustingly stood down because, well, they didn't want to be called racist. And I'm not saying the LAPD isn't its own weird gang in many cases and bad as well, but one wrong to Rodney King, rest in peace, does not make it right to pull over a white truck driver and beat his whole head in until he couldn't even be recognized, Reginald Denny. And I see racially motivated crimes in the back of the paper all the time, and the media actually works to keep that hidden. Because it doesn't fit into the paradigm that everybody can do bad things and everybody can be racist. Why is it called reverse racism when I see cases of, especially in L.A., where restaurants that are 100% Hispanics cooking and doing everything will not let other people work there? There's been a lot of discrimination, and it's been found to be going on, but the EEOC won't do anything. Because, see, that's not part of the political correct paradigm. And this is nothing but numbers politics, ladies and gentlemen. That's all that's going on here by cold-blooded globalists. And so the police, boy, I got some problems with the Florida police. They're some of the worst out there on average from the numbers I've seen, but some of them are good as well. Looks like they had a good police chief in this case. He said, look, we have all these witnesses. He might not have followed him with a gun, but he jumped on top of him, beat him up, and we wouldn't have arrested him and indicted him, but we were ordered to. That's in the news today. You got the judge knowing they can't get the big conviction for murder, so now they want the manslaughter and unprecedented, telling him what to do versus his lawyers. I mean, this is unprecedented. And she is prejudiced the case, and it should be a mistrial. But I don't have some skin in the game like it's a football team or basketball team, that it's the Heat versus the Spurs, and you know I'm rooting for the Spurs, and so and the pro Trayvon group is a the Heat or something. I just at first was like, well, Zimmerman probably did something pretty stupid. I wouldn't have done that, but looks like from the witnesses that, you know, Trayvon did jump on top of him and start beating him up. And what do you expect when you do that? And you're beating somebody's head in the ground. That's a lethal assault. That's aggravated assault. You have a right to shoot somebody. And then we learn about the Justice Department. Oh, I'm glad this is back in the news today, because I saw this last year, and I saw it on Drudge, and the Justice Department admitted it. It was a couple news articles, but never got any attention. And now we're learning the Justice Department's been involved the whole time, trying to get big demonstrations going to politicize a racial divide, and Obama saying, looks like my son, and all this. It is unbelievable. So, Time Magazine comes out, says nothing about the thousands of tweets a day saying burn, kill, kill whites, blah, 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 if Zimmerman isn't found guilty. They come out and just say, the police are racist. Here's the article. Time Magazine, cops preparing for pro-Trayvon riots is racist. And then they, in the Time Magazine article that Paul links to, I read it this morning, I couldn't believe how disingenuous this is. They never talk about the tweets or the groups organizing or that stores got looted and robbed, Walgreens and others. And there were racial attacks all over Florida by groups of blacks against whites predominantly. You know, like we're going to get, you know, back at somebody. It's like when the white guys dragged the poor black guy to death because they'd been in gang fights together in prison. A few years later, a group of blacks drug a white guy to death on the same road, like to, you know, even things up. See, that's gang psychology. But it's like, oh, well, people are upset. Maybe a whitey needs to get their head beat in. And I'm just sick of it. And it's meant to make me racist, but quietly so, and only be in my area and then be balkanized, and the government then plays its race card stuff, and then referees. I want to expose how socialists and Marxists have done this all over the world. They'll use somebody from northern Czechoslovakia against southern Czechoslovakia and use old feuds to divide there. They'll have one African group that's animist kill the Christians or vice versa. They use any divisions they can. We're going to go to our guests. I just wanted to hit this news. Time Magazine, cops preparing for pro-Trayvon riots is racist. And you know, I mean, the police have come out. They put out PSAs saying, you know, hey, you know, raise your voice, you know, not your fist, blah, blah, blah. And they're being called racist because, again, it doesn't fit into the paradigm of what the Justice Department wants to do, to have some nice race riots in this country, if they can, to divert off of all the scandals and the corruption, to get us divided with each other. Here's another one. Police fear flash mob violence if Zimmerman acquitted. Jury can consider manslaughter charge in Zimmerman trial, says the judge. Unprecedented. Witnesses to Zimmerman's tussle says he saw punches being thrown. Zimmerman opts not to testify as his defense team rests the case. And again, another witness, another neighbor, that Trayvon Martin was straddling on top of him, just like he said, beating his head in the ground, throwing punches. And if somebody can't open a can of, you know what, you got to have a gun. You know, it doesn't look like Zimmerman knows how to go berserk. Plus, if somebody came in my home and was coming to assault me, I'm going to use a gun, even though I might be able to, you know, beat them. I'm going to be an old man, though. I don't want to do that. I'm just going to shoot you. But I wouldn't follow somebody again. I wouldn't follow somebody, even if I saw him knocking a window out. If it wasn't up in my yard and at my house, I wouldn't shoot him because I don't want to deal with the problems. and I don't want to deal with my bullet missing and hitting somebody across the street. But you come into my house, you are deader than a doornail. So that's all going on. And then meanwhile, you'll never hear the Justice Department talk about this when they're pushing racial division. 63% of babies aborted in Texas are black and Hispanic. Annual total exceeds population of Galveston. In Texas, they kill the whole city of Galveston every year of, quote, minorities. So that's what's going on. Ex-Sanford police chief, Zimmerman probe, taken away from us. But they wanted the arrest. Again, the local government taken away by the Justice Department through the state. Totally illegal. Zimmerman must be acquitted. Zimmerman must be let go. Or all justice is in danger. And that's what they want to do. They want to start, like England, arresting people that defend themselves. That's what they want to do. That is their great crime, is the individual defending themselves. You can read our article breaking all that down. Judge in Zimmerman case pressured by Obama administration? Bizarre outbursts against Zimmerman suggest prejudice. And not racial, folks. Most prejudice is not racial. You need to learn about that. They only want you to think about that so you don't know about all the big stuff going on. All right. This is a really important subject. I appreciate him coming on short notice. I saw this at newamerican.com. We linked to it up on infowars.com today. It deals with transatlantic danger, U.S.-EU merger talks underway in D.C. And folks, that isn't a shocking headline by somebody that's just trying to be sensational. Jasper's very reserved, if I have any criticism of him. A great researcher and political mind, the editor of the New American magazine. And we really appreciate him joining us. He's also has a degree in child psychology and a bunch of other learned things, and he's one of the top experts on the UN worldwide on their real program. He's written a bunch of books and films, you name it. You can find out more at newamerican.com, the biweekly excellent magazine. You want one thing to subscribe to give to people, InfoWars magazine or something like New American magazine, but just a little plug there. We're going to break in a few minutes. Thanks for sitting there while I got to the Zimmerman trial news, and maybe I'll get your take on that towards the end of the hour and your study of how they use racial politics, the Marxists do. But before we go any further, tell people about this latest bold move and why you're putting out the headline, Transatlantic Danger, William F. Jasper.
Glad to do so, Alex. Thank you for having me on. And just as a coda to your remarks, I was at the Los Angeles riots that you mentioned there. I covered that. I was in the streets there as all that mayhem was going on, and saw firsthand how racial politics plays out in the street and how lives are lost and billions of dollars in people's homes and businesses destroyed. And I certainly hope we do not see that. But all of the same players and all of the same tactics are being used to turn the Zimmerman trial outcome into that kind of a terrible debacle. And I think that the onus and condemnation really has to be laid on all of those people, particularly in the media, who are fanning this, and those in the government, particularly in the administration.
Absolutely.
You have been inciting this. I mean, that's totally unconstitutional and immoral for the federal government to be sticking its nose into there and funding protesters, as the evidence shows, organizing racist rants and the likes of Al Sharpton, et cetera, whom we've just recently done another in-depth thing on. But back to your main question. Most Americans are unaware that all of this week, starting on Monday and through tomorrow, the administration is holding the transatlantic partnership, TTIP, with the European Union. It really is it's being presented by President Obama in his State of the Union message. Said it was going to bring us, it would boost American imports, support American jobs, bring millions of good-paying jobs to America. It's supposed to be a trade pact, which is going to accomplish all of this.
And just as they use trade to get the EU in by stealth and admit it, same thing here. William F. Jasper is our guest. We're going to reconnect with him, try to get a better phone line connection. and come back and get into this, because now huge things bigger than NAFTA happen, and it's not even in the media. Stay with us.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A double-blind study showed that individuals with abdominal obesity who took 300 milligrams of this one supplement for 8 weeks had a significant reduction in abdominal body fat and body weight. Those who took the supplement lost 5 times the amount from their waistline compared to those who took a placebo. Find out what supplement it is and the best source of it by calling and listening to this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047.
Global government being openly announced, run by private banks. Everything that William F. Jasper's talked about for, I don't know, 3 decades, everything that old-timers at the John Birch Society, which I'm not even part of, but who I know from history now were proven absolutely correct, is now just kind of passe out in the open, and there's almost no news coverage of what I saw Bush start in 2006, 2007, and then now is being expanded, that just like a steel deal, a trade deal in 56, the Treaty of Rome, started the EU really rolling. Now they're doing this here, and they're circumventing congressional powers, just like NATO, our military has been told, is their new boss, and Congress has been told as well. And Congress has been bought off by these people in most respects, so nothing's done. So the editor of the New American Magazine has got an article out today, Transatlantic Danger, U.S.-EU Merger Talks Underway in D.C. This needs to be discussed and blown wide open. We've beaten so many of these other treaties and circumnavigations of our republic. We're going to beat this as well. This is important. I'm going to tweet this article out. In fact, right now, it is essential. So, Mr. Jasper, this is a short segment, long segment coming up, but get into the meat and potatoes of this for people.
A very important thing happened today. In fact, I was trying to get this article done before we did the show here, but too many other things came up. But a very important thing happened today, the day starting earlier in Europe. But one of the top European EU bureaucrats, Maro Sefcovic, he's the Commission Vice President for Interinstitutional Affairs Administration. He gave a speech earlier today in Vilnius, Lithuania, Lithuania being one of the members of the EU. And in there, he made a very important statement in his speech. The speech title was National Parliaments and the Future of Economic and Monetary Union. And this article will be up here in the next hour or so on the New American website. But in there, he makes an important statement to all these. He's talking to the legislators of Lithuania, and he says, he's talking about how under the new agreements that they have to, because of the economic crisis, the EU has to take over more and more authority. And so he's saying this, quote, pooling sovereignty in this way would have been unthinkable a few years ago, and yet now it is likely to be the model for the future. Very important. He says pooling sovereignty. In other words, we no longer have national sovereignty anymore. We have to pool sovereignty. I mean, basically, that's a euphemistic way of saying we're destroying sovereignty. We, the people at Brussels and the European Union and the Commission and the Parliament, we're taking over, and we're calling this pooling sovereignty. He says that would have been unthinkable a few years ago, but now it's the model. And we need to be thinking of this. We need to be thinking of this and looking at this, scrutinizing it really, really hard, because that is what is coming if the TTIP, Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, succeeds. If President Obama, he announced this, that he was putting this on the fast track back at his State of the Union address, and he just got back from the G8 summit in Ireland where he reaffirmed this. So now this week, all week long, is the first round of the TTIP talks. And so you have all these top European bureaucrats like Mr. Miles here, who just made this speech calling for their stating as fact that now the pooling of sovereignty is the model for the future. There is no more national sovereignty. We're taking over.
And really, they're not even merging Europe and North America, as you know, in their own admissions. They're transferring the republic, a national-based country sovereignty, into the supranational private corporate bankster-run system. That's what's so amazing. They're not just merging our countries into one big kumbaya, which is bad enough. This is global governance for and by central bankers.
Well, and that is very clear when you look at who is behind this and who are the quote-unquote stakeholders in this whole thing. The big my next article that's coming out today, I list the groups that are the main funders of the whole process. There's a think tank, think network called the Center for European the Center for Economic Policy Analysis. And,
well, stay there. Let's go over it. I'm going to play a clip from my film that came out 6.5 years ago, Endgame. When we come back, it's a few minutes long, where I show them announcing this partnership, and it got almost no attention. And we'll find out where they are on this track, how we shoot it down, with the editor of the New American Magazine, NewAmerican.com.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is great to have William F. Jasper on the line with us. If you're watching, he'll be leaving us at the end of the segment, and then I will get to your phone calls. Jared and Brian and Shane and Kristen or Christine and Tex, I will get to you. And then Staff Sergeant Biggs, the friend of Michael Hastings, is going to be joining us again. It's really getting suspicious, that death of the police not releasing the police report, saying they've been told don't talk, the firefighters. I mean, that engine blew the opposite direction of the car hitting the tree. The car didn't hit the tree. It came up against it. I've talked to journalists like Nomi Prinz that live there and went and looked at it. Tree wasn't really even damaged. She said she had trouble finding anything wrong with it. So, I mean, it's bad, folks. So we're going to be looking at that coming up here at the start of the next hour. Some stations don't carry the fourth hour. If not, you go to InfoWars.com. /show to find the free iPhone app, the free Droid app, the free audio streams, the free daytime video stream of the show. It's really a TV show slash radio. And you can find just a bunch of other stuff there, InfoWars.com/show. All right, William F. Jasper, again, thank you for joining us. You're getting into the transatlantic danger, U.S.-EU merger talks underway in D.C., and they admit they're, quote, sharing sovereignty, and the Russians will help advise at our mass events, and, oh, the foreign troops are having a big drill right now at Quantico, and on and on and on, and it is global government, they announce on CNBC. What's happening? Because the public's waking up to this and upset about it, but the power structure is just going ahead with it. So how do you see the state of the world right now? And then let's get back into this and exactly what it does.
Well, they're particularly relevant to the TTIP and what we see happening with this attempted merger of the United States with the EU, because that's what it is. It's both economic and political merger, convergence. And I've quoted many of the top people in Europe, Barroso and Van Rompuy and many of the other top people. They've been saying this for years, that unless we have an actual convergence and a redefining of sovereignty, meaning defining it out of existence, we will not be able to have world order. And world order, in their terms, means that we have to have a central world government. And that's really where this is headed. And when you look at the negotiations today that are going on in Washington, D.C., I've given a link to the U.S. Trade Representative website. It shows all of the areas that they are admitting to negotiating on. It's a big, long list. I put them all in an article there on transatlantic danger. Agricultural market access, competition, cross-border services, customs, trade, investment, labor, legal institution issues, localization barriers, textiles, trade remedies. It goes on and on, dozens and dozens of areas. All of these are being negotiated in secret by people who are supposed to, they call stakeholders. That's the official, the U.S. and EU officials.
That's how you get out of the people having any rights. You have all these picked, that's the UN model for those that don't know, the picked groups that you then say represent people, and it's Goldman Sachs and BP and other Bilderberg funders. You are a stakeholder.
Right. Well, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of England, Bank of Israel, Bank of Canada, Bank for International Settlements, the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank. You see that all of these are listed as the top supporters, the top funders, the top promoters of the TTIP. And they, of course, have pimped and gotten the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the International Chamber of Commerce, the National Manufacturers Association, and most of the various industrial groups to sign on to this, giving the appearance that this is really going to be in favor of American business. Of course, it will help many of the top corporations, because if you read the European delegation to the United States website daily, they show all of these public private partnerships where the EU government and privileged corporations are going into joint operations together.
Sure, they're picking winners and losers.
Businesses, the independent businesses that really pay the taxes and that produce all the worthwhile jobs, they're left out in the cold. They have to pay for that with their taxes.
No, you're absolutely right. And of course, we got the Banff Canada documents back in 2006 of the SPP and the first agenda. Judicial Watch got it. Anybody can look at this.
Right.
They said, we're going to integrate by stealth, lie to your constituents. And it was a corporate board there with the leaders of Canada and the U.S. in Mexico literally taking their orders. So here's my problem. They're already merging the Canadian and U.S. Border Patrol. That was announced last week with joint patrols. They're already sending U.S. military to Canada during the Olympics, their military down here, Mexican military. So they're doing the stealth integration. I mean, kind of like Obama had stealth amnesty and just legalized the illegals anyways, even though they can't pass the amnesty bill. How do you fight the just fiat implementation? Because from my research, Mr. Jasper, they're already going ahead and just doing this.
You're absolutely right. They have been. And again, the only time that we get any pushback on this is when there is enough heat, enough fire applied to the feet of Congress that they start pushing back with the administration on this. As you know, the Obama administration is trying to rule by executive order, and they have been issuing executive orders, and there are many executive fiats that aren't even issued as executive orders in the actual Federal Register. But we still have at least a bare outline of our Constitution left. We still are able to run programs like this, and with the tools at hand, we still are able to communicate with each other and with members of Congress. And if we do not do it now while we still can, I think that window is fast closing. And so now is the time to put aside unessential things and really work to get Congress to take its take the right
absolutely
action.
And that means
and the state legislatures. I mean, this has been one of the big things. I know your program has been big on this too. The at the county level, the sheriffs, and at the state level, the state legislators and governors exercising their God-given rights as guaranteed under the Constitution to be the guardians of the people's liberty and to stand up for and to interdict those federal usurpations of power. And so this is happening on a number of different levels. This is what we see happening now in Europe. Unfortunately, the people of Europe were duped for too long. And so now you have in the UK one of the few real serious pushbacks.
UKIP.
Coming largely from the UKIP, the United Kingdom Independence Party. But they, tomorrow in England, the Parliament is going to vote on whether they're going to have an in-out referendum, whether they're going to stay in the EU or whether they're going to get out. And the only reason they're having that vote tomorrow is because the UKIP and other independence-minded people have said, "Hey, we're finished with this. We've had it with this. The EU is hopelessly corrupt. They are pushing for complete centralized control over all aspects of our lives, and that has become very, very apparent even before the speech that I just told you about today, where they came out at this very inopportune time for the TTIP negotiations and exposed themselves as basically doing away with sovereignty."
Very interesting, and it's such a historic time to be alive. When I had, a few years ago, Nightline was here, and it was the host of the nightly news, was doing the Nightline piece. It's the host of ABC Nightly News, folks, and I can't remember his name. What's his name? The point is, he was here. We went out to dinner and stuff, too. I hung out with him for like a whole day. And he said, there is no global government. So I showed him Von Rumpy saying it and Gordon Brown saying it and the head of the EU, all this stuff. And showed, and he goes, they're talking about a different world government than you are. And it's like playing this little game.
Yeah, they're talking about a benign, beneficent world government.
Exactly. But, I mean, there's no apology that we were right about the NSA and we were right about globalists, and we were right about the big banks laundering drug money and running the drugs, and we were right about all of it. Now it's kind of like, okay, you're right, and we're just doing it no matter what. And I don't think people understand that their public plan is to be tax exempt, and we're not, and shut everyone down as a political tool of austerity to make us so poor we have to go on the government dole as a giant collectivization re-education. The West is going through a high-tech version of the Cultural Revolution, Great Leap Forward, of Mao. And that's why David Rockefeller in the New York Times, you know, praises Mao. I mean, and that's why our government helped put Mao in.
And that's why they continue to hobnob with all of the communist power elite in Beijing, as well as in Russia and elsewhere. You know, one of my mentors was Hilaire Dubarrier, who wrote the authoritative H2B reports out of Monte Carlo. He was a contributing editor to The New American and to before that to American Opinion Review of the News. And And I went over and visited him a number of times over in Monte Carlo. He came over and stayed with me over here. And he was one of the first ones to write about the EU as this was happening in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And he was the one that first opened my eyes to this. I could tell there was something not quite right about that whole European common market, but he had done all of the homework, and he was regularly in Brussels and started me going to Brussels to the EU and NATO to get the documents on that and to meet some of the top people who had been in the EU and NATO and had seen what the corruption and the will to power were bringing about. And so I like to give a credit to him. He was a voice in the wilderness for many decades, documenting what was going on there, doing tremendous research on this. And unfortunately, not enough people listened to his warnings back then. But he pointed out that not only what was happening, but who was doing it. And back in the 1970s, for instance, he pointed out that it was primarily the Council on Foreign Relations, which in my article yesterday, I point out at the end of the article, it's primarily the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, which is the brain trust that is leading all of these other different think tanks and corporate organizations that are pushing this. And it's very clear that their final objective is global governance, world government.
To then carry out the orderly reduction of the human population, which is their real obsession. And in closing here, I just want to say something. If it wasn't for you, how long have you been fighting?
It's going on 37 years now.
Okay, if it wasn't for you and the people that founded Mr. Welch and others before you back in the 50s, and if it wasn't for the Liberty Movement and what we've done now for 18 years and all our listeners, they would have already gotten all this through. As it is, the euro's in trouble. Their whole program's in trouble. That's why they're just barreling forward like a bulldozer. But now they're uncloaked. So I want people to understand something. History is happening right now, and our credibility's never been higher. The enemy's never been more committed, but we're never more committed than we are now. And this is historic, what's happening. So I want you to know, no one is going to sing our praises. Not that we need those for our ego, but so people know you have power, we have power, the truth has power. And what Jasper's done and the other people at the New American Magazine and their supporters and what we've done, I wouldn't be here probably if it wasn't for their research and their early seed of resistance. And then think of all the people that wouldn't be awake if it wasn't for what I've done. It's the same thing. We're in a family of liberty, every race, color, creed, religion, for basic human dignity. And the greatest evil this world has ever faced is this globalist scientific tyranny. I want to play a clip from Endgame when they first started setting up the merger of North America with the EU, and Bush was pushing it. Again, this is bipartisan tyranny. Here's that clip.
I thank the Chancellor and Josie very much for the transatlantic economic integration plan.
And for that, too, we need to develop a common market, common standards.
So this is indeed a very important agreement. And an agreement that also brings with it a Transatlantic Economic Council to be a permanent body with senior people on both sides.
That's Barroso.
If you look at all those issues in a concrete manner, in which way
head of the EU at the time,
move forward.
The BBC reported that the US and EU had agreed on a single market. By announcing a new economic community integration, they were simply repeating what had been done in America and the EU on a larger scale. The accord states that the two blocs will aggressively push regulatory convergence in more than 35 areas, from financial services, intellectual property, military, education, mergers and acquisitions. They also agreed to jointly push a global carbon tax.
We recognize that we have a problem with greenhouse gases.
We agree there is a global threat. It's a serious threat. We agree there is the need to establish a limit to greenhouse gases.
That's good. We got about a minute left, Mr. Jasper, editor at the New American Magazine. I just wanted to point out, see, they've never gotten Congress to sign off. They're just going ahead with it. And, again, they're doing it to shut down their competition. And they brag. They send the bureaucrats to harass real companies, and they don't give government contracts to the small businesses, even though it's the law they're supposed to. This is a group of kleptocrats. Your closing comments.
Well, as we saw with the FTAA, Free Trade Area of the Americas, and with the SPP, they are going to try. There is a part of this that they try to that they're trying to push through right now with the negotiations. They want to present it then as a fait accompli, as this wonderful magical thing that's going to give us jobs and prosperity, and they're going to try to shout down all and ignore all opposing viewpoints. They have enough members of Congress, both Republican and Democrat, probably to push it through. Now they've bribed enough of them with various bribes and promises. But that's what we were told with the FTAA and the SPP, that they couldn't be stopped. When enough people became aware of it,
absolutely,
what happened with NAFTA, etc., we were able to shut it down.
William F. Jasper, we'll follow this in the next few weeks with you. I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Alan.
Bye. All right, I'll say bye to you during the break. We're going to come back, final segment for the main show, some other news, then your phone calls, then Staff Sergeant Biggs. Stay with us.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
By the way, there's a viral video that came out last night that David Knight, is a pretty sharp reporter here, thinks is staged somehow because of some of the other stuff on the guy's channel. Tell us what you think. If it is real, it's terrible, and you know the Border Patrol will 100 miles in the country knock your windows out. I've seen that happen to people for real. over and over again, Pastor Anderson famously. But mystery video, is viral checkpoint footage real? Filmmaker of viral video has a bizarre filmography. Well, that doesn't mean that it didn't really happen to him, though. He was dressed up in a gas mask and stuff, which may have scared the Border Patrol, but something's going on here. We're trying to investigate it. Tell us what you think about it, because it's extremely viral. City denies man's claim after police shoot at him, mistaking him for Christopher Dorner. Yeah, they're trying to even say sometimes they can kill you now for no reason. It's like, oh, whatever. They'll take your bank accounts too, cops, once there's no justice. Illinois rep calls for troops on Chicago streets. Man refuses to comply with internal checkpoint. Border Patrol smashes their way into the vehicle. Again, that's Steve Watson's original article on it. Judge in Zimmerman case pressured by Obama administration. Is it racist for cops to prepare for pro-Trayvon riots? That's what Time magazine says. And why did the Obama administration organize and manage protests against George Zimmerman? That's been forgotten. But the American Dream has an article about it, and we're linked to it at InfoWars.com. There's another article in there by Paul Watson, along with some video about shifting the public psyche into understanding what's going on. I kind of had a little light bulb go off in my head right at the end of that last segment when I was playing that video clip from Endgame, that a lot of people get overwhelmed by this, and I can imagine that it scares some people, and at a certain point, people may think this is just overwhelming. It's like everything's been proven to be accurate. We've covered now. But then people go, okay, well, then we're just taken over by criminals. What do we do? You don't know the power you have. I mean, a ragtag group has been stalling this and probably 10, 15 years behind on its global takeover schedule because little old ladies called Congress and people went to town hall meetings and people are fighting smart growth everywhere. Which just gets rid of private property rights. That's all it is. Smart meters get rid of your privacy and spy on you and irradiate you. And they admit that. And smart communities only let certain people build and create huge taxes on everybody else and enslave everyone. I mean, it's just all criminality. When you hear the word smart, it means criminal ripping you off. Everybody that gets the smart meters, a lot of people are against the smart meters. A lot of people don't care they're getting spied on or they're getting surveilled. They don't like the fact that their power rates explode after they put them on your house. And they turn your air conditioner off and stuff. And I'd tell people that 10 years ago, because it was in the documents. Oh, that's crazy. The government would never run my refrigerator or my dishwasher. You lying nut. I'd have people on the street walk by and go, Alex Jones, you say the most ridiculous stuff I ever heard. Okay, well, what's ridiculous? You know, you liar. You do it for money. I had a lady do it. 4th of July, when I talked about it on air, I shot a video of it. I'm like 30 feet away from shooting a video about checkpoints all over the country on 4th of July, and they recognize me, because you can see in that earlier video that they're looking at me. When I walk by them, she's like, shut up, you brainwasher! And I'm just supposed to go, oh, you made fun of me and acted confident, I'm scared. Then her husband goes, get out of here, you heard me. I went, no, I'm not going anywhere. I didn't call him a pump, didn't escalate it. Said I got a First Amendment, Jack. They didn't say that, but I said, I bet your wife can't debate me because she's about an inch deep, isn't she? So I was kind of mean after that, after he tried to bow up to me. And I guess I even was more aggressive. I turned to my side, offering him to hit me in the face, which I just shouldn't be so aggressive. Well, if he'd have hit me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.